So if you're high, just don't drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Hello, Medford.
Tonight, we are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready?
Go away, go back to the docks where you belong. You go back to being a two-bit nothing. But don't you ever come back here again, because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you. You bum!
Now, the officials are ready. The fighters are in the ring, and they are ready. So for the thousands in attendance, and the millions watching around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits. And not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
This here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
WMFO in Medford, Mass.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we are little
back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But there's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Cause we got great big
Big Ben. Negatory, Big Ben. You're still too close. Yeah, them hulks is starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears, and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke, with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Hey, rubber duck to a sodbuster. Come on there, you 10-4 sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore, prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Well, mercy sakes, good buddy, we're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck.
From 1975, back when novelty records could reach number one on the Billboard and number one on the country charts, C.W. McCall with Convoy here on the Friday Night Fights. It is round one. 10-4, good buddy, is the name of the round. 10-4, good buddy. Today is 10-4-2024, and happy birthday to my friend Dave, who I work with. Born on 10-4, so he always says 10-4 when he gets something. He's like, 10-4. And I'm like, all right, we remember your birthday, Dave. We get it. We get it. Very clever. Very clever. You might ask, what is going up against C.W. McCall? Well, it's going to be a guy named Eddie Kendricks. We did truck driving songs last week. This one could have fit right in the truck driving song, and the convoy could have fit right in the truck driving round. But I called this one 10-4, good buddy, because it's all about trucking. Eddie Kendricks with Keep On Trucking Part 1 here on the Friday Night Fights. Which one do you like better? Go to DJ Chat at WMFO.org and say which one you want. Number one and number two, C.W. McCall or Eddie Kendricks, Keep On Trucking or Convoy, whatever you choose, whatever you want to do. It's the one show where your vote does count. It's not going to count in November, so make it count now. Chris Earle's here with you until 8 p.m. If you're still at work, leave. We'll be right back. It's a guy from The Temptations, Eddie Kendricks, with Keep On Truckin' from 1973. Actually, Keep On Truckin' Part 1, because back then it used to be a single, and then you'd flip over and there'd be Part 2. So you'd have, like, The Grunt by James Brown and the JBs, and there'd be Part 1 and Part 2, and they'd put it on, sometimes they'd put on the 8-track, and then it would be, like, four different sides, and then it would go kick-tink. And then go right back, like side one would fade out and then go to side two, ka-chink, because you can only fit 15 minutes on each side. Anyway, Keep On Truckin', 1973, also a number one single. It hit the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. It's a number one hit. And it also hit the Hot Soul Singles, number one and number one. So which one do you like better? You like the C.W. McCall with Convoy from 1975 or Keep On Truckin' from Eddie Kendricks from 1973. You make the call. Go to DJ WMFO. I am on right now until 7:45 or so, WMFO.org. And you can chat with me if you want. You can just put in your vote. Whatever you want to do. I'll be here for the next hour and 47 minutes. There was these kids. I was going down, getting here, getting out of work. I'm driving and, you know, just driving down the road. No big deal. On my side of the road, going the speed limit, and these three kids that are from the neighborhood, they're kind of punky. I've talked to them once or twice, a couple of grunts here and there when I'm walking and they go by on their bikes. They like to pop wheelies, and these idiots are popping wheelies, like, as they come straight for my car. They, like, go onto my side of the road, and I'm like, what do I do? I stopped, and I'm beeping the horn. I'm like, guys, you know? And they popped the wheelie, so I don't even think they saw me. I think they just thought the entire road was theirs. I don't know. I hope they get hit by a car, but not me. That's all I got to say. You got to learn a couple of things, kids. What are you doing out there? It's like, for God's sake, you know? Just got out of work. Just what I need. Take out three kids. Don't need that, man. Be my fault, too. Even if I stopped the car, and they could have smashed right into me. They could have gone headlong over. Ass over tea kettle, and somebody probably would have been like, oh, that man did it. That middle-aged man did it. Whatever. Round two, Battle for the Universe is up next. It's the Friday Night Fights here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, and we've got two doozies for you to get this thing hopping in round two. It is Queen versus the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It is the Battle of the Universe here on the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle.
Power.
To the Friday Night Fights, the battle for the universe. It's Queen versus the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Here's Parallel Universe, Friday Night Fights, WMFO Medford.
Deep inside of a
stop.
It is 10-4, good buddy. It's 10-4, October 4th, 2024. We only have one of them, and it's today, and you're listening to the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle, so thank you for spending a little time with me. And if that's all the time you got, see you later. I'll be here till 8. Fine. Whatever you're going to do. What do you think? First round, 10-4, good buddy. It was C.W. McCall versus Eddie Kendricks. Guy from The Temptations. Sang a lot of great songs from The Temptations. He sang Papa Was a Rolling Stone. He sang Let Your Hair Down. All kinds of things. And C.W. McCall, his name was William Dale Fries Jr., known to his buddies as C.W. McCall, a hard, trucking, driving country singer. And he created that character for bread commercials, and he worked for the Omaha Advertising Agency as an art director. He died at the age of 93, but he got a number one hit for Convoy, which has got the most so far, but Eddie Kendricks has got a few. The Battle for the Universe, it's Queen versus the Red Hot Chili Peppers. If you don't know who Queen is, they were banned from England. Freddie Mercury, one of the greatest frontmen, if not the greatest frontman of all time. Him and David Lee Roth are my two favorites. Bono's pretty good. We'll do favorite frontman round another time here on the Friday Night Fights, but Red Hot Chili Peppers from 1999 with Parallel Universe. It's the Battle for the Universe. Queen song from 1986 from the Highlander soundtrack. We'll get rid of all these froggies in the background. That's better. Round one, round two. Get the votes in at WMFO.org. Next is called Smoker's Choice. It is the Smoker's Choice round. It is round three. Smoker's Choice. What I have for you is 2 1-minute commercials. One is for Winston Cigarettes, and the other one is for Marlboro Cigarettes. Two heavy hitters for those heavy smokers out there. Which one do you like better, Marlboro or Winston? Here's Winston first.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston gives you real flavor, full, rich tobacco flavor. Winston's easy drawing too. The filter lets the flavor through. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
That's it. That's round three. Which one do you like better? Winston Cigarettes or Marlboro? I love that Marlboro one. It's pretty much it's the theme from The Magnificent Seven. It's great, though. I always think about having a smoke when I hear that. It's great. However, Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Advertising slogan from R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. They've used that from 1954 until 1972. And for those of you who are very young or just don't know, I'm gonna mansplain something to you. Cigarettes used to have radio ads. Those are a couple of radio ads there. So, which one do you like better? The Winston tastes good like a cigarette should? Or do you like being on the old prairie? Smoking a Marlboro and eating some beans. It's up to you. There's no right or wrong answer. It's an opinionated show. What do you like? Maybe you don't like smoking. Maybe you like, what are you playing smoking ads for? Well, keep your bitching to yourself. I don't care. I want to know whether you want Marlboro or Winston. I was going to go Marlboro, but I think I'm going Winston. And I'm going to tell you why. Because it was rated one of the top 10 advertising jingles of all time during the 20th century by the Advertising Age magazine. And you know they're good. So they know a few things about a few things, especially smoking. Plus Winston cigarettes. You go and look at the old commercials. Wilma and Fred Flintstone love smoking butts. Barney and Fred love hiding behind a shed and letting the girls work. And they sit and have a little date together and smoke some butts. So I'm going Winston on that one. I don't know what you're doing, but you can send me a chat. DJWMFO, WMFO.org. Next round is round four, and I will start announcing the winners of rounds one and two right after this one. So get those votes in if you still haven't done rounds one and two. Next one is the Weep Not round. Weep Not. Songs with W-E-E-P in the title. Weep Not. We have a couple of heavy hitters on this one, too. We have Barry Manilow covering a Meatloaf song. And we have Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne, Steve Winwood, Donnie Harrison, George Harrison's son, and Prince covering George Harrison's, a.k.a. The Beatles, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Read 'em and Weep versus While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Round four here on the Friday Night Fights. It's WMFO in Medford.
Time.
We're in the middle of round four. Weep not here on the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle. Next one that's coming up is Barry Manilow covering a Meatloaf song called Read 'em and Weep. It is the Weep Not round. Which one do you like better? WMFO.org.
To say, I thought I'd leave you with a letter or a fiery speech, like when an actor makes an exit at the end of a play. And I've been dying for hours trying to fill up all the holes with some sense. I'd like to know why you gave up and you threw it away. I'd like to give you all the reasons and what everything meant. Well, I could tell you goodbye or maybe see you around with just a touch of a sarcastic thanks. We started out with a bang and at the top of the world. Now the guns are exhausted and the bullets are blank.
Yeah.
Back at the beach, it's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. Oh, we got some infighting going on. A lot of people don't like that Barry Manilow song, but hey, I think it's not bad. Not bad. I like the George Harrison cover much better. I mean, you got Tom Petty, you got Steve Winwood, you got Prince doing that amazing guitar solo. And if you've ever seen the video, go out there and check it out if you've never seen it. It's just awesome. It was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2004, and George's son Danny is on there as well as Jeff Lynne, of course. I just saw Jeff Lynne last week at the Boston Garden. One of the best concerts I've seen in a long time. He was fantastic. Anyway, it's the Friday Night Fights here on WMFO in Medford. My name is Chris Earle. I am here with you until 8 p.m. 10-4, good buddy. C.W. McCall won that round. C.W. McCall won with Convoy beating out Eddie Kendricks that round. Battle for the Universe. Queen has beaten the Red Hot Chili Peppers, although it was relatively close on that one, with Princes of the Universe. And it looks like the Smoker's Choice Award goes to Winston Cigarettes. I'm surprised it won that one, but I gave a vote for Winston Cigarettes as well. So we go to round four, and we have a few in for George Harrison's song, and we have a few in for Meatloaf's song. We will see where it goes, and you can make your vote at djchat@wmfo.org. You can always send me a message on my phone. I will check my texts as I am here, although I will like people to go to DJWMFO if you can. Next round is called Droppin' Bombs. Droppin' Bombs in round five. It's been a little weird the past few weeks, of course, and as World War III looms once again, we have all these crazy things happening, and I thought, well, maybe we should do something about bombs. So here we go. I have a couple for you. It is The Police versus Godsmack this round. It's The Police versus Godsmack. We are dropping bombs this round. It's round five here on WMFO in Medford, Mass. Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle. This next one sounds familiar, but you probably haven't heard it before. It's by The Police. There's an early version of Every Breath You Take. Quite a different song there, a little more sinister. Every Bomb You Make by The Police from 1983, going up against Godsmack with Time Bomb here on the Friday Night Fights.
I can't.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle here with you until 8 o'clock. That was Godsmack versus the Police with the dropping bombs round five. Round four is still open. We have Tom Petty and his friends beating out Barry Manilow right now in round four. Dropping bombs, it's the Police versus Godsmack. Round six coming up next. It is the number four. That is the name of the round. The number four here on the Friday Night Fights, and we are starting it off with Pink Floyd here on the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle.
The memories of a man in his old age are the deeds of a man in his prime. You shuffle in the gloom of the sick room and talk to yourself as you die. And life is a short, warm moment, and death is a long, cold rest. You get your chance to try in the twinkling of an eye, 80 years with luck or even less. American tour, and maybe you'll make it to the top. But mind how you go, and I can tell you, 'cause I know you may find it hard to get off.
Some relatively early Pink Floyd there with Free Four. The number four is the round, and it is round six here on the Friday Night Fights. Pink Floyd is going up against a band called Night Ranger from the 80s. Four in the Morning is the name of the song. Which number four do you like better?